1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. A possible break today in the case of the killings of 11 women in 2010 and 2011 on Long Island, New York. WCBS-TV's Carolyn Gussoff says a 59-year-old man has been arrested in what's long been called the Gilgo Beach murders.
A grand jury at this hour, officials tell us, is hearing evidence, and an indictment is expected to be unsealed in court this afternoon. We will then know what the charges are and what led this massive 12-year manhunt to lead here to First Avenue in Massapequa Park.
CBS's 48 Hours correspondent Aaron Moriarty has been covering this case for years.
This has been so difficult for all these families. This has been going on and on and on. Megan Waterman, a young woman who disappeared in July of 2010, had a young daughter who's always wondered about what happened to her mother.
During a punishing heat wave, a desert has become a tourist hotspot.
There's hot, and then there's Death Valley, California. The national park there bills itself as the hottest. It could hit 120 there over the weekend. Tourists are converging to get out in the heat, take some pictures, then get back in the air-conditioned car.
It's very hot. I mean, especially when there's a breeze, you would think that maybe that would give you some slight relief from the heat, but it just really does feel like an air blow dryer is just going back in your face.
Alessia Dempster is visiting from Scotland. A park ranger says during this stretch, it feels like the sun has gone through your skin and is getting into your bones. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Most of the Republican candidates for president are at an evangelical forum in Iowa today. Governor Kim Reynolds will sign a bill at the event that bans abortions after 6 weeks. In most cases, a legal challenge to the law is expected. It's day one of a strike by 160,000 members of SAG-AFTRA, the Union of Film and Television Actors. On the picket line, President Fran Drescher said most of them aren't famous or rich.
99.9% of the people that I'm fighting for right now are working class people. They are the ones that are being squeezed out.
The union's board voted to strike yesterday after talks with the studios collapsed. Some unexpected and good news today for borrowers who've been paying on their student loans for years, says CBS's Natalie Brand.
The Biden administration says more than 800,000 borrowers with $39 billion in student loans will have their debt forgiven, specifically those enrolled in income-driven repayment plans where monthly payment is tied to their income, who have made the accumulated equivalent of 20 or 25 years of monthly payments.
This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Have you seen the cost of eggs lately? With these prices, we'd barely be scraping by if it weren't for Dave. It's the banking app that advances us up to $500 instantly. There's no interest, late fees, or credit checks. No joke. You can get extra cash for anything your family needs. Download the Dave app now or go to Dave.com. For terms and conditions, go to Dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve, member FDIC.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Wausau Whitewater hosted a Swiftwater Rescue Clinic to prepare for potential dangers. Here's Brittany Merlot with the info.
The Green Bay nonprofit group Team River Runner prepped people on how to prevent drownings. As the CDC says, over 4,000 people drown in the U.S. each year, with 794 of those deaths occurring in July alone. As beginners test out the water, dangers can lurk below. TRR's region coordinator Ken Brabant emphasized the significance of water's force and how deceptive it can be.
The 74-year-old man who died after his tractor was struck by a train on July 11th has been identified. The Portage County Sheriff's Office said the man was Dennis Brandle of Millidor. He was driving his tractor across the tracks when it was hit by a northbound train operated by Canadian National Railroad. Dennis was thrown from the tractor and died at the scene. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbar Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbar.
Radio Network and streaming worldwide in the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our co-host of the day, Mr. Luke Mathers, our producer and engineer, Kelvin Butenhoff, down in Waukesha at WAUK. Glad to have you gentlemen along. Mr. Zommers is out on a well-deserved fishing holiday today. Welcome, everybody, to hour number two from our brand spanking new studios, our brand new headquarters down on State Street, downtown Madison. Kind of. Sort of, Luke.
We got a step in the right direction. That's for sure. We got a toe in the door. We're right next door of where the facility where we will be broadcasting from, the studio. It's right on the other side of that wall. But I really hope that Mr. Zommers has got a really big fish and that he can tell us all about it next week. We're having some fun here on the Todd Alba Show.
Looking forward to it. For those of you who are regular listeners to Civic Media, we appreciate you so very much. Having had a few difficulties from technology and also a particular telecom company that begins with A and ends with T, and not to call them out, but just to give you a hint of where that was coming from. And we've been planning this move downtown to our beautiful new studios on State Street for some time. But, you know, there are what now? What are we up to? The number of stations, total stations across Wisconsin?
18, I believe.
But if you count the AMs and FMs, it's like 23 or 24, right?
I can't count.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the point. It's gotten so.
There's quite a few. Right? It depends.
I got the map.
Yeah, you've got the map. Why are you asking me that?
I don't know because it's not numbers. Todd needs numbers because Todd has a hard time counting.
It's more than all of my fingers on my hands. So I can't count them on two hands. And yeah, I think you got to get toes or toes other people's hands involved. Like it's a lot of stations right now. And then our engineering team is phenomenal. They're doing some excellent work to make sure all of the integration of these many, many stations gets put together properly. And yeah, it was an extra little swift boot from the telecom company that made us jump over here to the State Street today, Todd.
So we just said, yeah, we're gonna abandon ship, to use Luke's word from earlier in the day.
Those were the words that were shared to me by the engineering team. So I can't take credit for the terminology of abandon ship. But it was definitely a I think the right call to make, and the execution by the production team, Calvin, Jane Matinere, Anastasia is gonna be joining later out of the Waukesha studios. Everybody doing a tremendous job here at Civic Media, and just the amount of work that goes into a statewide radio network like this really gets displayed on days like today.
And also our engineering folks on the other side of this wall right now. We've got Corey over there. We've got Brian. We've got Chris. Am I leaving anybody else? Right?
Drew.
Drew as well. Yep, Drew as well. So a lot of fantastic people working very hard to keep us on the air, and we appreciate that. And we appreciate, quite frankly, all of you, the listeners and the viewers on the stream and other places, for sticking with us, because I know it's not always the easiest to listen to when we're having these technical difficulties. But thanks for understanding. We're going to grow this. It's going to get better. It's going to get more consistent. And when we get all this done, you're just going to love it.
Yeah, and it will be, as they refer to the Death Star, the ultimate tool of the universe.
See, I like to be a rebel more than a
poor man. Yeah, me too, which is why I don't like that reference. But Pat Kreitlo, host of Up North News Radio, made it once, and I was like, oh, that quote, is the ultimate weapon in the galaxy. And it, to me, that just does stick.
Yeah, it does stick.
Especially as Luke Skywalker, you know.
Right, kinda, Luke?
You get the Skywalker references pretty often. Yeah, so.
Absolutely. I understand that. So the point being, we had to, now the engineering crew has been taking off some of these outline stations, and they're focused on, like a laser, on the new headquarters here and the new studios. So we're happy to be here, happy to have Luke along. And again, many thanks to Kelvin down in Waukesha for helping us out, and also Jane Matinier for her outstanding work in helping us make all this happen and get to you on the air. Coming up this hour, Luke and I are going to be discussing a couple of things. There is a rumor out in the hallway.
There's a hope.
A new hope.
A new hope.
Anyway.
You're insulting off. John Williams? Yes, so let's stop that one.
By the way, I saw a great repeat of Colbert the other night with John Williams and Steven Spielberg.
I bet that was a good one.
It was fantastic. And John Williams is an absolute musical genius through all that music for Star Wars and Indiana Jones and the like. Anyway, we may be having Brian Kelly and he's doing some engineering stuff. But if we could pull him away, and if it's legal, we'll have him in, because
we believe it's legal because he's
not promoting a show.
Correct. And that was what it really comes down to. He can share his personal experience as a member of the Screen Actors Guild, which went on strike as of yesterday, the end of the day yesterday.
I mean, Matt Damon was on TV talking about this, and Matt Damon could be on there. Brian Kelly could be on.
Same level. Exactly. Same comparison. Apples to apples. If Matt Damon can do it, so can Brian Kelly.
By God,
how do you like them apples? But yeah, Brian, hopefully going to be joining us here in the 2 o'clock hour to talk about that strike that the Screen Actors Guild is joining the Writers Guild of America I think the first time in like 60 years or something like that.
Ronald Reagan was president, not of the United States, of the Screen Actors Guild when this happened last.
Okay. Yeah,
that's how long it's been. So we're going to come back and discuss that, the very serious issues of why the Screen Actors Guild is striking. We've got a cut from President Fran Drescher, the nanny, who is now doing a great job as the president of the Screen Actors Guild. Did you know
that? Madam President, I did not know that.
Yeah, she's doing a great job. And we're also going to discuss third parties, as well as President Biden being over in Lithuania. So we're going to discuss all that, take your calls as well. Don't go anywhere now. We welcome you back to the show, hour number two, the Todd Hallball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, this is Lindsay Kynard at 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, The Shaw. Here are upcoming events happening in the area.
This Thursday begins the four-day 120th Harley-Davidson Festival in Milwaukee, featuring live performances by big-name artists. Expect a weekend filled with fun and activities for enthusiasts of all ages. Harley-Davidson.com for more info. On Friday, check out the sounds of summer at the Yard in Bayshore. Head to the Green Gathering Space in the heart of Bayshore and jam out to the sounds of summer live music series. Local bands and performers take the mic every Friday night from 6 till 9. Check out Bastille Days this Saturday. Visit Paris via Cathedral Square Park. Celebrate one of the country's biggest French-themed gatherings. Learn more at easttown.com/Bastille-Days. And on Sunday, the Milwaukee Makers Market is a perfect seasonal stop for lovers of arts and crafts. The market meets from 10 to 4 every third Sunday of the month.
If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kynard, at info@civicmedia.us.
less.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome!
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 5.
There's power in a factory, power in the land, power in the hand of the worker. But it all amounts to nothing if together we don't stand.
Welcome back to a free edition of the 13th of July. Happy to have you along, Mr. Kelvin Budenhoff, down there in Waukesha on the board. Kelvin, what kind of fantastic music was that you dialed up?
That was There Is Power in a Union by Billy Bragg.
That's fantastic. Look at
there we go.
Right on top of it. That's great. I appreciate you, Kelvin. Thanks for being here. Thanks to all of you for listening as well. There is power in a union. And that is why I'm joined, by the way, this hour. We appreciate him so very much. Luke Mathers as well being here. And Luke, that is something that's very topical because we talked about this. I know you guys, you and Will, have talked about this on Town Call over this last week, what's happening down in Waukesha, where a teacher was fired this week by the Waukesha School Board simply for, in her own time, giving a tweet about this opposition to the rainbow song down there in Waukesha. That's a whole other bottle of wine, as they say. But now we've got this situation out in Hollywood and across America with the Screen Actors Guild, the actors themselves now on strike, joining the Writers Guild as well. Hollywood's pretty much shut down, and the issues that surround this are pretty darn serious.
Yeah, I think it's not just Hollywood. It's not just the teacher incident in Waukesha. It is, as a whole, we're seeing right now as the outcome of getting back and to quote unquote normal, Todd, for lack of a better term, whatever that truly means, can be discussed. But the getting restarted after the COVID-19 pandemic put everything on hold, there's been a resurgence of the conversation of what is the value of labor. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing it, the staff for Line and Kugel's in Chippewa Falls is currently on strike. You've been seeing strikes at John Deere, at General Mills, like there are Frito-Lay, like all of these companies, nurses looking for the ability to collective bargain at the UW. The difference that we're seeing between the rising costs that we're all facing, because inflation was real. It's down. It was its lowest point this last month, over the last, I believe, two and a half years now. But it's still real. Higher prices, higher costs is what we're all facing. But at the same time we're seeing those headlines, we see that corporations are having record-breaking years for profits. And there's a lot of question to then the formula that goes into that. How are we all getting squeezed as workers for having to just eat these higher costs while corporations and these companies are seeing record profits? And so I think the what's going on in Hollywood is more or less a microcosm of what's going on in all facets of society right now. But the resurgence of organized labor and the resurgence of having unions represent and fight for their members to make sure that they're getting a fair slice of the pie, because Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, one of the largest.
This episode of Eye on Travel is brought to you by Viking, providing all-inclusive voyages on rivers, oceans, and lakes around the world. Designed for curious travelers with interest in science, history, culture, and cuisine. Viking Chairman Torsten Hagen often says, Viking offers experiences for the thinking person, with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com. That's Viking.com.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It's just the way that we view government and in America. The government receives consent to govern from the governed. I don't understand how we can't take a similar approach to labor, and how that these corporations that are using the work from these writers and these actors and everybody that gets involved in the process of creating what sells, why is it only the individuals at the top that are making out like bandits right now and everybody else has to pinch pennies to make it by?
If you'd like to join the call, we'd love to hear from you on this topic, on the SAG strike or any other union issue. Are unions still viable in today's world? Are they going to exist? Are they going to be snuffed out like they were in the public unions here in Wisconsin with Act 10 and Scott Walker? What are your thoughts on this? 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. We'll make it easy for you. 844-96-PARTY. Kevin's down in Waukesha. He'll take your call off the air. Let us know when you're there. We'll be happy to bring you on with Luke and myself. You can also download the Civic Media app. Simply go to your app store and type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll come up, take you less than a minute. It is free. That's what we call a deal. And we'll put you on the air via the app as well. 844-967-2789, talking about the SAG writers strike and unions in general. Go to our friend out in the SAC, Mark from the SAC. Thanks for being here on the show. What say you?
Well, unions are extremely valuable. I used to be a union steward for the last half of my career, and it's just ridiculous here that about a week or two, when Scott Walker got elected, about a week or two before Scott, Kathy Stepp called all the union stewards together in our DNR building and said, Scott Walker is looking forward to working with the unions, yada, yada, yada. Then, a week later, he dropped the bomb. And it virtually became impossible for unions to exist, public employee unions to exist in Wisconsin because you had to recertify every year, that the state wouldn't collect the dues anymore like it used to do, which is kind of a nothing thing. It wasn't very expensive for them to do that at all. It was just that a plot by Scott Walker, to further the aims of himself and the Republican Party to disempower unions. And that the only strength we have is when we have a collective voice, because that when the unions were in existence, that I could take a certain amount of time to represent employees, when they ran into problems, if they had to be represented, if they're facing discipline. But then after that happened, I was taking my own personal leave time so I could go and represent them, where the people on the other side of the table were on state time. It's unacceptable then, unacceptable today. But unfortunately, with Republicans large and in charge, that that claiming that all the unions are so all powerful and all that in the state of Wisconsin, they certainly were not all powerful. We couldn't go on strike. That collective bargaining was more or less was collective begging on behalf of the employees. But in fact, many cases that the unions were working with the state office employee relations and working with the state to suggest training methodologies, you know, to provide for training to make workers, you know, better workers, make them better employees. That it's disgusting, and that Scott Walker was doing that, kind of at the behest of the Republican Party, who didn't like unions because unions, generally contribute to Democrats, and one of the sources of Democratic funding was the unions.
Mark, let me ask you about that, because here's my question to you. I'm interested in your perspective, because as someone who's a former Republican, was a Republican until 2011, I will say this. I think that there was a time at the highlight of particularly the teachers union in this state where I'll say I think they got out over their skis a little bit, because there was a segment of teachers in the state that thought that the unions had just gotten out there and too powerful. And the example was they didn't really have an option to pay their union dues. And they didn't have any control really over where those dues went. And a lot of those dues were being put into political campaigns instead of actually representing teachers locally. And I think that Walker, Republicans built on and divided the union on those types of issues. Agree or disagree?
I disagree with that, because only a fraction of employee dues went to political campaigns. As a matter of fact, you could opt out of, money going to political campaigns. You could actually opt out, of any your dues going to the political campaigns. As I remember it, that it had just most of the money was, for services the union offered. I mean, I think that's just false, because that, and people who were not paying dues, we had to represent them anyway. I mean, that because they were in the bargaining unit. I mean, that which was kind of, which you had to do. I mean, it was maybe a little bit galling, but, you just had to do it because everybody was entitled to representation. I mean, I was, represented somebody who was not in the union at one point in time, who was afraid his boss was ordering him to do something illegal, and that... I can relate this without naming any names or anything like this, but the boss is so mad that he was a man that was follically challenged, and his head was red all the way where his hair.
Careful now, Mark. I'm follically challenged in the head as well.
I'm getting out there myself, but I mean, I could tell how angry he was, because he was just really red in the face, because he did not want his employee represented. Have an ally there, rather than him just being able to come down with both feet on this guy. And this guy was, that just worried the boss is telling him to do something he shouldn't be doing.
Mark, I really appreciate the call. Thank you so much, Mark. Mark on the sack, really appreciate your call. Getting ready to go to break here. Luke will pick it up on the other side. I just want to bring that point up, because I think there was, whether it was real or perceived, there was a feeling at one time in the state that unions had gotten too powerful. And I think Walker himself said he was there to divide and conquer. I think he used that to leverage public opinion. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think it was definitely a wedge issue that Walker used. And I think you can tell that from some of the way that the union membership has kind of diverged a little bit more politically now. There are changes. Right. Like, there were a lot of union supporters of Donald Trump. Yep. in 2016. Yep. And so there are some definite wedge issues that were used like that. I think it's also important to point out, though, that depending on the union, you can have different support for different politics that not everybody necessarily agrees with. And I think if you look at the police and fire chief or police fire unions, they've supported overwhelmingly Republican candidates. And so it depends on which union you're talking about. The union support politically can split both ways, to Republican or Democratic.
Love to have your calls. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Join Luke and I and Kelvin talking a little about unions. We'll have a cut from Fran Drescher, the president of the Screen Actors Guild. On the other side, your calls, your texts. Don't go anywhere. This is the Tottle Ball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We will stand. It's power.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A wanted fugitive arrested after hiding out on private property in Marathon County. Sean D. Clark was arrested on July 11th at his hideout in the woods near County Highway D and County Highway 00. Clark had an active felony warrant issued by the Department of Corrections for a sex offender registration violation. He attempted to evade law enforcement by building a secret fort on private property in the town of Norrie. Clark is recommended for multiple charges, including felon in possession of a firearm and resisting arrest. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office said the community support was instrumental in finding Clark's hidden location. The Rafters are playing the second game against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders tonight. Tomorrow, they hit the road for weekend games against the Kalamazoo Growlers in Michigan. Saturday's game airs at 6:35 on WFHR and on Sunday at 1:35 Central Time. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters.
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner. I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, a blend of clouds and sun. High temperatures reach up to 87. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy. Tonight, chance for scattered storms. Lows around 62. Scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 84. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 84.
Do you actually speak German?
Yeah. Fluent through college because I needed it for one of my degrees.
Really?
Yeah. I had to learn another language, and I took German throughout high school, and it was more of an interest than a practicality use thing, but it comes in handy when, you know, diagnosing Calvin's last name. I think maybe.
See, the only thing, I had a very short German class. She was only about 5'4", and but no, anyway. I had a short German class, and the only thing I can remember is "Ich habe einen Esel," which is "I have a donkey."
There you go.
That's all I remember for sure. And my ancestors came from the Rhineland.
There you go. That's a great spot. That's where I went studying abroad. So I got to spend about a month there.
I only studied dudes, but anyway. Moving on to the rest of the show. We're glad you're along with us. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Love to have you along with Luke and myself talking about this SAG strike, the Screen Actors Guild striking. And here are kind of the key components, and Luke, correct me if I'm wrong, but as I understand it, you brought this up, number one, the pay, because, and people think, well, what more does Matt Damon need more money for? And, you know, it's not the Matt Damons of the world. It's people like our colleague here, Brian Kelly, who is an actor, but to support his family and his life, he also happens to have a job at Civic Media. And there's a lot of actors out there that are not your big name lead actors who aren't getting millions of dollars, and they're just getting by. And Brian happens to be based here in the Midwest, but there are people in New York and Miami and Los Angeles.
All over the place. Yeah.
Over that need more pay just to survive. Meanwhile, you got guys like Bob Iger at Disney making hundreds of millions.
Yeah, I think it just comes down to the fact of who gets what share of the profits surrounding a business. And that's really what these unions are trying to make sure that their members are getting a fair shake and fair representation in these negotiations with the management of these giant studios, these giant streaming platforms. Yeah, maybe the industries that get involved with Hollywood get the thought that it's a little bit higher. It's the lifestyles of the rich and famous for everybody that's involved. But really, again, it goes the median or salary for an average TV writer in Hollywood, roughly around 70K a year. And Bob Iger makes more than that in a day.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show that it's like the valuation of all of the pieces involved into making the excellent story. We're in like a golden age of television right now too. And there's all this content that is so excellent. You can't, the Emmy nominations just came out. Right. You've got Succession, you've got The Bear, you've got all these terrific shows that are being watched and being loved. And it's not just the management of those corporations that are responsible for that content. It is the writers. It is the actors. It is the individuals behind the cameras and the producer. Everything that goes into it, and all of those people involved deserve to have a share of the profits that come from that.
But you just hit another issue, Luke, which is back in the old days when Tani was a boy, you would have network linear television and there would be a 30-episode run per season of The Nanny starring Fran Drescher. And then eventually it would go into syndication and you'd find it on Nick at Night or TBS or WGN as syndicated shows. Mm-hmm. And then it would go to DVD and the actor and the writers would each take a cut from all those residuals. Now these shows you just named on Netflix and on Disney Plus and on Paramount Plus, all these streaming services, they might have, you know, anywhere from an 8 to 10 run show run, if they're lucky, maybe 2 or 3 seasons, and then they're done. Mm-hmm. They're not going on DVD or anywhere else. And the actors and the writers receive nothing from that after that point on. Meanwhile, every time it's streamed or whatever or not, I mean, the company is still making money off of it. So part of this is addressing the new way of broadcasting or
the way that we get our content, the way that we receive our content has changed. And so, yeah, I think it is, it's disingenuous at best to say that the sides representing the unions and the labor in these negotiations are being unrealistic when the expectations and the tactics that the management is taking, saying we're going to hold out. We're going to continue to stall these negotiations until these workers that are striking right now are feeling the pain to the point where they lose their homes. They want them to be homeless.
And the final part of this puzzle, there's lots of parts, but I think the final big piece that people are talking about is that when it comes to these actors and to these writers, I've just lost my train of thought. I started going down this tangent here. So yeah, is the AI part of this, right? Because again, we think, and I just heard Scott Pelley on 60 Minutes it was a rerun or a re-edited version on AI this week. He ended it by, I'm paraphrasing, he said, now something we've never said during a 60 Minutes broadcast, the preceding was created totally by human content or something along those lines. Anyway, the point that whether you're a writer, that he gave the example that you can simply say to AI, give me a 28 or 24 minute sitcom starring this type of person and that type of person with that storyline. And in seconds, that AI writes a show. Now, whether how good it is right now, we don't know. Same with the actors. I mean, a lot of people saw Star Wars after Carrie Fisher died in the last Star Wars movie, and they kind of recreated her from other things she had done. The computer put together a brand new scene starring, quote unquote, her, but it was completely character generated. That technology is getting better. So let's say that you have actors, real human actors, do a show. They take all your image, your voice, your movement, everything, put that in a computer, and they can regenerate you into countless seasons. And you're not getting paid.
Yeah, and if it's part outside of your contract, then you're not getting any of the money for that. Yeah, and so there's absolutely very tough discussions and talking about this aspect of how this is all the technology is going to get weaved in to who gets a share of the earnings, because people are still going. And I've got friends now that are talking, they're like, I don't know if I want to go in the middle of this writers and now Screen Actors Guild strike to go sign up for a new platform to go watch this show, because I don't want to support those platforms while they are actively refusing to negotiate at this point with the sides of labor representing these individuals that just want a equal share of the content that they are helping create.
Kelvin's dialed up. We have a cut here of the president of the Screen Actors Guild. This is Fran Drescher. I'm not sure how much of it we're going to take, Kelvin. We'll go ahead. We'll start it. This was yesterday after the Screen Actors Guild had announced that they're going to strike, join the writers. This is what President Fran Drescher had to say. And we're working on it right now. I think Kelvin's still trying to pull it up here.
I cannot believe it.
There we go.
Quite frankly, how far apart we are on so many things. How they plead poverty, that they're losing money left and right when giving hundreds of millions of dollars to their CEOs. It is disgusting. Shame on them. They stand on the wrong side of history at this very moment. We stand in solidarity, in unprecedented unity. Our union and our sister unions and the unions around the world are standing by us, as well as other labor unions. Because at some point, the jig is up. You cannot keep being dwindled and marginalized and disrespected and dishonored. The entire business model has been changed by streaming, digital, AI. This is a moment of history that is a moment of truth. If we don't stand tall right now, we are all going to be in trouble. We are all going to be in jeopardy of being replaced by machines. And big business, who cares more about Wall Street than you and your family? Most of Americans don't have more than $500 in an emergency.
There you go. I mean, I was impressed. That was not run off a teleprompter. That was off the cuff. That was Fran Drescher just being Fran Drescher, not the nanny, not a character, but herself. I was extraordinarily impressed.
Yeah, I think those remarks echo what I said way better than I think I could. So that's,
and I both.
I was just saying. That right there is the argument. And Todd, I don't know why we didn't start with that.
What do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 will make it easy for you. 844-96-PARTY. Or hit us up on the app as well. That is simply go to your app store, type in Civic Media, download it if you don't have it, and you can text or call in. Let's go to the phones quickly. We have CJ in Stoughton. CJ, thanks for holding. What say you, sir? Hello, CJ. Are you there? Is CJ there? CJ is not here.
Hello?
Going one.
Hello.
Oh, going to. Oh,
CJ, hello. Good. You have made it through. Thank we appreciate you holding, sir. We can hear you now.
Thank you very much for taking my call. A couple of quick things. Scott Walker and the Act 10 issue seemed to be about also whether a member could get representation, whether they paid dues or not. One other thing, the Actors Guild, you touched on it, the A1 as an issue. Boy, isn't that strange how that's going to affect everybody from here on forward? And the last thing I'd like to ask you, Todd, is about the teacher that was fired. I have not been told clearly, was it that they went to social media and complained? Did they break a contract rule? Or was it simply a song that they chose to play? I'm so curious to know the facts about this case, because I guess really for me to make an informed decision, I'm curious. So anyway, sure. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Appreciate listening to WMDX here in Madison. CJ, thanks for holding. I'll take the last one first. As I understand it, Luke, correct me if I'm wrong, the teacher, the school board, the Waukesha school board voted 9-0 to fire the teacher in Waukesha. I believe the actual reason that they gave was that they fired her for violating a district policy of commenting publicly on social media about something that happened at school. And the question is that covered what she did on her own time by the First Amendment, which is probably why we're going to have court cases moving forward on this.
That's my understanding. It was a recommendation of the district superintendent to fire Melissa Temple, and the board approved that decision earlier this week.
And I think the important point, we had a parent from, I believe his name is Dave from Waukesha, that called yesterday, has kids there, and the superintendent at Waukesha told him, and he had this on audio tape and or digital, played it for the Washington Post, and I believe they used it, that the district administrator said that their goal was to, quote, get rid of all the rainbow stuff, unquote. And so to CJ's point, yes, technically the reason the Waukesha School Board gave for the reason to fire her was a violation of district policy, which is still legally up for grabs. But the district administrator is allegedly on tape saying he wants to get rid of the rainbow stuff.
Yeah, and so that's what's going on there, and I forgot what CJ's first
question. The other part was the AI or the A1. It's AI, CJ, we'll, but that's okay. AI, and yes, you're right. AI is a thing.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right, but right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair, Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
6681.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Seven Kids with Dom and Crude at 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Back to Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us on a Friday, June 14th, live show today. Our friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mather, is here co-hosting Mr. Kelvin Butenhoff on the board down in Waukesha. Finally got it right. Kelvin, the busy man. We are 10 minutes away from 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from Matt Flynn Direct. You're not going to want to miss it. Of course, Kelvin joins Matt every afternoon from 3 until 4. And here's the great thing. Kelvin knows this. Here's the great thing about Matt. Number one, he's direct. Number two, he's a super smart dude because he's an attorney, former chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. I try to listen each and every time that I can. You're always going to learn something. And also, you just kind of laugh a little bit because Matt, he doesn't take it too seriously. He tells a joke here and there. Great callers as well as Matt Flynn Direct 3 until 4. At 4 o'clock then, Dom and Crute, remember, it's never personal, only politics. It is the devil's advocates from 4 until 6. At 6, the Maggie Dawn Show, another great attorney, another great person, another great show. And then at 8 o'clock, Rick Smith Across America. And at 10, our friend Robert Pilot with an, not abbreviated, but a delayed, tape delayed edition of Native Roots Radio at 10 o'clock. So another great lineup across Civic Media. Talking these last few minutes today about the unions and about the Screen Actors Guild strike. And also now the Screen Actors Guild joining the Screen Writers Guild.
Writers Guild. WGA, Writers Guild of America.
I got too many screens.
Yeah, that's okay.
Writers. That's all right. I'm taking your phone calls as well, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to, I believe, Mike in Milwaukee. Mike, thanks for holding. Welcome to the program. What say you?
Hi, happy Friday, guys. Talking about the strike, I just want to remind everybody that when a union goes on strike, it's at high risk. You're not making money when you're on strike. If the union gets broken up, you're out of a job. It's because your working conditions have gotten to that point where you feel you've got no other option, where your back's in the corner. So yeah. I just want to reiterate that point. If people don't strike for fun, they strike because they've got no choice. So thank you. Bye.
It's a wonderful point, Mike. Really, really appreciate it. And Luke, it's the thing of last resort. They've been negotiating for weeks, if not months, on this.
Well, in my understanding, I believe it's 2 months since the Writers Guild went on strike, but there was a collective bargaining time back right as the pandemic began that the union and a lot of these unions involved in writing and television and movies and actors. They took a deal then that wasn't necessarily what they wanted to take, but they knew 2 years ago, 3 years ago, that it was unlikely for them to be able to come to an agreement. So they averted a strike, and we've seen only since then that streaming has taken off more, and so it got to the point where this strike, as Mike pointed out, it's they felt like it was necessary,
right,
to be able to preserve their livelihoods, because that's what it comes down to, is if you've got these writers that are being as you noted, there's fewer episodes, there's less writing, there's less guarantee that they will have the longevity of these shows. It's not a 24 episode season anymore when you're writing for television. It could be as little as 6 episodes.
Yeah.
And so they want a piece of the share. We see that Disney is paying all of these corporations, not just Disney, it's just Bob Iger's comments put him more in front of my knowledge. I was reading his comments.
He's one of the few CEOs that went on MSNBC. Odd that he went on an NBC Universal show instead of an ABC Disney show.
Didn't want to upset his own people, maybe?
Maybe, I don't know.
He's also signaled that the cable streaming channels besides ESPN may no longer be a future for Disney's portfolio.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's even thinking about selling those off, it sounds like, or Disney as a whole. Mm-hmm. But it's as Fran Dresser pointed out, they're claiming poverty while paying their CEOs these record amounts because the profits are so high, without actually coming to these conversations with the unions in good faith.
Couple more minutes for you to chime in. We had one of my favorite callers, Jack from Merrimack, was on the line, and he started hearing us talk, and he's like, oh, I'm not sticking around for this. I'm out of here. Jack, if you're listening, give us a call. Always like to hear from Jack in Merrimack. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from Gloria. We are here in the downtown, brand new, spanking new world headquarters of Civic Media, high above State Street here in downtown Madison. And I'm looking out because it's all glass here, and I'm looking out amongst the office and the people. And I, honest to God, I don't know half the people here.
you've been over at the University Avenue station a little bit too long. You haven't got to see all the grunt.
Like a hermit.
That's okay.
I've just been like an old man in a hermit.
No,
and now I had to get up and put pants on today.
There's a lot of exciting things and going on here across the state of Wisconsin, here in Madison, but around the state with our many stations around Wisconsin. We're having a lot of fun. We're doing a lot of growth, and we're just thrilled to be able to have the excellent team put together again. Hats off to the production crew, the news team, all of the on-air individuals that scrambled today to make it work, because AT&T
not so much
for us.
Here's what is great. I'm gonna tell you right now what is great. Jack from Merrimack has called back. Jack, this is a great way to end the show. We got about a minute and a half. It's all yours, my friend. Jack from Merrimack, what say you?
Well, the service dropped my call, and I apologize.
Do you have AT&T, Jack? Do you have AT&T?
I wouldn't touch AT&T with a 10-foot phone pole. Anyway,
go ahead.
My comment really applied to the previous discussion and CJ's question, and that is this. And for me, as a teacher with over 40 years of experience teaching, I'm retired now, of course, if the school board can legally enforce a section of a contract that says that they can fire somebody for criticizing the school district, and that's essentially what it was supposedly for.
Correct.
There is no such thing. There is on their own time, on their own Twitter feed, there is no such thing as free speech for teachers. Period.
Yeah.
That's just outrageous. And that's the real reason. I think there may be other reasons that they want to remove this particular teacher from the district, but they're trying to give their own reason.
Totally agree, Jack. Thank you so much. I appreciate you holding on and coming back on. Have a great weekend, Jack, up there in Merrimack. Have a great time. Thanks for calling in. Luke Mathers, thank you so much for being here today, co-hosting, and also to our wonderful colleague and friend down there, Kelvin Butenhoff, who has been a spectacular engineer. He's got another hour yet. He's sitting there with our friend Matt Flynn, direct. Do not miss it. It is up next here in Civic Media. Any big plans this weekend, Luke?
A lot of big plans. Too many to talk about.
Thank you, Luke. In all seriousness, thank you. Always great to have you here. Also, Kira Sabin, appreciate having her. And, of course, you for listening and for viewing us. We appreciate you most of all. Have a great weekend in Wisconsin. We'll see you for the fresh show on Monday.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at
WFHI, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.